You're listening to SBS News.
Jess O'Brien has been relying on childcare for her son Harry for the last 4 years. As an essential worker, she's continued to send him to school throughout the pandemic.
As a nurse, you're going to work, you know that I'm working with COVID patients and working within an infectious diseases team. So knowing that my son is safe and very well cared for, it takes my mind off it. It means I can focus at work, and it means that it's one less thing that I need to worry about.
But just as son Harry has been going to childcare with fewer classmates in recent weeks, the centre's operator Fiona Sherlock says they've felt the impact of the pandemic for months.
In both of the lockdown periods, we've had a significant decrease in child attendance numbers. We probably got down to, I think, 40 to 45% in lockdown one, and we are sitting at that number now in lockdown two. That's a considerable change. We're licensed for 70 places every day, so we're seeing numbers around 25 to 30 children attending at the moment.
Ms. Sherlock says the financial pressure on the centre and its staff has taken a toll.
I am exhausted. I am probably, I would consider my mental health space has been affected, particularly in the last couple of weeks where things have really ramped up generally in Victoria, not just for early childhood.
As Victoria hunkers down, the federal government has come up with a bailout package to try and prop up the sector. Families in the state can keep their children home for 30 days without having to pay absentee fees. There'll also be a 5% top-up payment for affected centres in Melbourne. Providers with attendance drops of more than 70% will get a higher top-up payment, says the Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan.
And I would say to parents, please keep your children enrolled. It won't cost you anything to do so, but it means as we come out of this pandemic, those positions will be there for you at your childcare centre. So once you go back to work, the position's there, it's available to you, and it means it'll be much more seamless for you to be able to get back to work once we've got through this pandemic.
It'll require childcare providers to waive gap fees, something the minister says the government can't guarantee.
We cannot, by law, compel services to waive the gap fee. Will we always get an outlier? That is possible. But what we're doing is we're encouraging centres to be waiving the gap fee. And it's in their interest to do so because it means they maintain enrolments.
Early childhood education spokeswoman Amanda Rishworth says while Labor supports the announcement, it wants the government to do more.
Quite frankly, it's unacceptable that the government can't step in and ensure that families don't get slugged with gap fees. It is unacceptable that the government can't do something about it. But it's also unacceptable that the Prime Minister has said one thing and the Minister for Education has said another.
Samantha Page from Early Childhood Australia says the measures are too complicated.
It's like an interdependency, if you like, between services and families. Services need to rely on families maintaining their enrolment. Families need to rely on services waiving gap fees. And both are required for educators and teachers to keep getting paid.
The Prime Minister says the childcare support scheme will cost $33 million. It comes off the back of the paid pandemic leave scheme announced earlier this week, which Mr Morrison now says will extend to all states and territories.
Now, if other states or territories want to enter into a similar arrangement, then I'll be making that offer to those states and territories if they wish to do that. Of course, they are not facing the same level of challenge, and the health advice we had out of Victoria was to do this, and so we're pleased to do it.
The price of this pandemic continues to grow. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.